It's interesting in timing, actually, having Teresa in studio with Total Balance Life Choice, because we were talking about wellness, actually. I had just come off of having a stomach bug, Teresa, third time in about 4 months, just for the record. And one of the things that our wellness coach had talked to us about on the show is the importance of, you know, stress and our sleep. So you could take all the supplements and vitamins you want. You could work out. You could hydrate. You could do all that. But if you're not taking care of your mind, body, and spirit, it really doesn't totally matter. And so I want to first welcome you to the show, Teresa Kriske, who is of Total Balance Life Choice. And your focus, your career focus is on mindfulness. So, Teresa, welcome, and tell us about mindfulness. What exactly is that?
Oh, thank you, Melissa. I'm so happy to be here. Mindfulness is being in the present moment, being right where you are in the presence, one-on-one, thinking about what you're doing, not being here talking to you and thinking about what's going on in my checkbook or, you know, what's going on with my kids. No, I'm right here looking you in the eye and being present with you. And it's also about being present with kindness and compassion. So it's not just about being in the moment, but it's bringing the heart into it. Mindfulness is about bringing the mind and the heart together right here and right now, so that we can show up, we can respond rather than react.
So it's shutting everything else around you out to focus on the person or the situation in front of you. Is that what I'm understanding, Teresa?
Yes, and knowing what's going on within you, so that if something comes up because someone's saying something, for example, you get to remember, is this being triggered in me because of what this person said, or is this old stuff? Because a lot of times I could be in a relationship and someone says something and I could react to it, but it's got nothing to do with that person. It's got something to do with something that happened to me previously. Mm. And it's key to know the difference when you're in a relationship, whether it's a work relationship or a personal relationship, how you are responding versus reacting.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good point. So how do you do that, though, Teresa? I mean, logically, in this world, I can't tell you how many people, and I don't think they do it, you know, to be spiteful or because they're not trying to be mindful of others, but I can see when I'm talking to somebody that their wheels are spinning, they are waiting for their chance to talk, or they're not thinking about what we're discussing right now. And it's very discouraging as a person. And so it's made me, I think, as an adult, really kind of shudder away from even connecting with people as much, because I can see that they're not present. And so how do you shut that down? How do you become more mindful?
Well, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a consciousness that we have to choose. And that's why the name of my company is Total Balanced Life Choice, because it's an empowerment. When we decide and we make that choice to do it, that's where empowerment comes from within us. So it's a choice to practice mindfulness. It's a choice to develop the skill of mindfulness. And to do that, you don't have to add anything into your day. You just become mindful with what you're doing. All you need is to breathe and say, okay, I'm going to become mindful of my breath right now. And it just takes moments. And the more moments we put together doing that, the more skilled we come at the practice. And then we can bring that mindfulness to anything that we do.
So you talk about like a moment. When you say a moment, give me an example. What's something simple I could do to practice mindfulness, Teresa?
Well, I just said your breath. Another example is when you brush your teeth in the morning or when you're taking a shower. Like when you're brushing your teeth, are you remembering or realizing the temperature of the water, the taste of the suds, the feeling of the suds in your mouth, the feeling on your tongue? Like there's so many sensations going on in that moment. That I don't know about you, but many times in the past, I found myself thinking about, what do I have to do the rest of the day?
Oh, yes.
While I'm brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is okay, but because it kind of helps, you know, you plan your day a little bit. But to practice and cultivate mindfulness in those moments helps you to bring mindfulness into the rest of your day.
I loved, Teresa, when you came to our company a couple weeks back and you were teaching us about mindfulness. You used the example of traffic.
Uh-huh.
I love that example because I live by that. I love that. If you could tell our audience about how you can be mindful during what can typically be a very stressful daily occurrence for people, which is traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I try and leave in enough time to avoid traffic. But guess what? It doesn't always work. So
Connecticut
when I
highways.
when I'm in traffic, all of a sudden I can't go 60 or 70 miles an hour anymore. So I have to be present with, okay, so maybe I'll just listen to this music and maybe I'll just be in my body, turn the radio off and know that this is an opportunity for me to slow down. And sometimes I have a red nose in my car that I put on my face to help people. I look at them and they crack up, you know, so it kind of helps people around me to be in the moment and say, you know what, we're stuck here. We have to go at this time. So it's really about being with what is and not judging it, right? We could judge the traffic. We could be angry about the traffic, or, I mean, that's just going to ruin the rest of my day or ruin that moment. Or just, oh, here I am in traffic again. How can I be mindful? What do I really want to listen to on the radio or something? Mm. You know, make it be to my advantage rather than getting upset and frustrated about it.
Teresa Criske, you made a full career out of mindfulness. I mean, so obviously it's something you're very passionate about. But for people who are not too familiar with this concept, what does being mindful do for you? What does it do for the person to practice and then actually fulfill mindfulness on a daily basis?
Well, it's a practice, right? So I don't know anybody other than, you know, Thich Nhat Hanh that's perfect at it. You know what I mean? But it's a practice. So we get to keep on doing it over and over and over again. But it allows us to be the best that we can be. It allows us to be present. It allows us to respond, like I said earlier. It allows us to bring our best self forward, especially in the workplace. You know, we're in the workplace more than half of our waking time. So to be able to bring our best, we wake up every morning thinking and wanting to bring our best self forward. But if we're not mindful, we can forget and start reacting here and there. You know, one of the first things, the reason why I came here was in 30 years ago when I was in corporate America, I was given a task on Christmas Eve. And I was in work until like 10 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. And I said, and I was stressed out. And I said, this isn't right. Something's got to be different. And I came back to, okay, I'm doing the best I can. If I stay here another hour, is this going to get any better? No. So just leave and come back. You know, stress is a result of what we think about and how we think about things. So my goal is to help people think about things differently. You know, instead of, oh, I'm so stressed out, I'm never going to get this done, to taking a breath, I'm doing the best I can with what I've got right now.
And you've actually brought those teachings, Teresa, into businesses. I mean, that's part of your model, is that you bring this type of practice and these teachings to businesses and to, you know, groups of people. Why do that?
Because, like I said, we are here. Most people are in work more than half of their waking time. And if they're not in work, they're working, because we have these phones now that are constantly on and we're constantly staying in touch.
That's so true.
So to have balance in life and to have quality of life, for me anyway, I mean, I started on this journey because 30 years ago I experienced anxiousness, or some people say I have anxiety. I don't own that anymore. It's not a part of who I am. I say I experience anxiousness. And okay, if I experience anxiousness, where's that coming from? So it gives me an opportunity to go back and be mindful of, what am I thinking that's making me shake right now? What are the thoughts that are going on? Because it's our thoughts that create stress. It's our thoughts that create so much. So backtrack and figure out what I'm thinking about. And that's what I help people to uncover. And another reason why it works so great in the workplace is because once you get three or four people in the room, in the classroom, that are doing it, now they know that there are others that they work with that are trying to do it.
Yeah.
And they can go back and forth and remind one another, take a breath, you know, be mindful. Let's start this meeting with a breath or something. So you have an automatic community in the workplace that's going to help you to cultivate this mindfulness practice.
And certainly there are ways that people can practice mindfulness. You were saying, you know, in our lesson, that like meditation, for example, is a huge avenue you can take. And there are different types of meditation, and there's, you know, different ways, I guess, of, could you maybe explain that to people if they are trying to, you know, navigate or explore ways to practice mindfulness, you know, in other ways?
Certainly, tools that you can use to help cultivate your mindfulness practice is meditation. And when I say meditation, it doesn't have to be 20 minutes. It could be 5 minutes of just sitting and breathing and being in the moment and saying, okay, I'm going to meditate right now. And thoughts are going to come, but let me remember to come back to my breath and be in this moment just for 5 minutes. Writing a gratitude journal, just taking the time to think about things that I'm grateful for, is another way to cultivate mindfulness. Looking outside, like smelling the roses, you know, tasting the coffee, just those little moments of realizing what's happening right now is a way to cultivate mindfulness. And you'd be surprised, little by little, it starts creeping into your day, on whether you're at work or you're dealing with your children or you're dealing with a partner. It's really about, how do I want to bring my best self here? Mm-hmm. And I know how to do that now. I have tools to do that. Don't get me wrong, I still react sometimes. You know, I still have those trigger buttons in me, but I also know how to come back from it or come back to my partner and say, sweetheart, I'm sorry, I reacted that way. You know, so it's really about just making the choice to be conscious and making the choice to want to bring your best self forward.
Well, I don't know about you at home, but Teresa just makes me feel like I'm already meditating. Your voice, you are so meant to do what you're doing, Teresa. I know I told you that a couple weeks ago, but I mean it again sincerely today. I mean, just sitting in your presence here in the studio, I can feel it. And you just bring this glowing vibe about you, and you really understand this concept of mindfulness. And it does bring such a healthier, I think, perspective of life and a better human connection and just more meaning to, you know, why do we wake up in the morning? Why do we do what we do? And so I appreciate you for what you do. If people want to contact you, if it's their place of business, if they individually want to talk to you, what is the best way to reach you?
The best way, the most convenient way for many people is through my website, www.totalbalancelifechoice.com. But personally, I like to talk to people in person. And certainly you can get my number on my website.
Yeah, that's
fine. Or you can just call me at 203-494-8846. That's the best way for me because I like talking to people.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, I love talking to you, and I want to thank you so much for coming in studio and sharing all of this with our audience. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I will be calling you very soon. I can always practice more mindfulness, that's for sure. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning right here on WICC.